Guide to Video Magnifiers at the Carborough Cybrary. Background, Report, and Resources. Part 1. Executive Summary. This open educational resource is a set of guides for using two models of video magnifiers. The first device is a handheld video magnifier Ruby, and the second is a desktop video magnifier Topaz. Both are made by Freedom Scientific. These two devices were recently purchased by Orange County Public Library, alongside software and other devices for library patrons with low vision. Both the Hillsborough and Carborough locations of the library have these video magnifiers available to check out. This open educational resource helps users learn how to use these new additions to the library by providing information about the purpose of these devices, basic operation, and important settings. Included in this open educational resource is an instruction document that explains how to use these devices, a video explanation, and a list of organizations and websites that provide services and information related to vision loss and blindness. Large print versions of each text document is also included. These resources were created while developing a pilot course for the Community Workshop Series, a student organization at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill School of Information and Library Science that teaches workshops at public libraries across Durham and Orange counties to promote digital literacy in the community. This pilot course was taught by Rachel Ann Spencer, Whitney Hughes, and Evan Miles at the Carborough Cybrary. It contained three sections: Windows accessibility settings, iPad accessibility settings and apps, and using video magnifiers. Part 2, Description. This open educational resource is designed to assist library patrons with low vision. Visual impairments are a broad category of disability that can range from blindness to partially sighted. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates more than 1 million Americans are legally blind and 12 million are visually impaired. Terms that fall under the category of visual impairments include legal blindness, low vision, and vision loss. Overall, visual impairments refer to visual acuity that cannot be easily remedied through basic corrective lenses. Generally, in the United States, the definition of legal blindness means that one's visual acuity is 20/200 or less in an individual's best eye, or a visual field equal to or less than 20 degrees. The broader category of vision impairment is usually defined as vision worse than 20/40, even with eyeglasses. The causes of visual impairments are diverse. It can be present since birth, the result of a medical condition, or the result of physical injury. The major disease-related causes include cataracts, age-related muscular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, and glaucoma. Different causes impact the extent and ways in which vision is impaired. People who are visually impaired in North Carolina and across the country have important demographic correlations and future projections. Vision impairments are correlated with race, ethnicity, and gender. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, quote, African Americans and Hispanics are at higher risk for blindness and vision impairments than Caucasians because they are at higher risk for developing diabetes, diabetic retinopathy, and glaucoma, end quote. In terms of impact of vision impairments, quote, females and low-income families are more affected by blindness and vision impairments than males, end quote. Alongside these correlations, vision impairments are significantly correlated with age. In 2017, the American Community Survey asked participants if they had a vision difficulty. Across all age groups, the survey found 2.6% of participants in North Carolina and 2.4% nationally had vision impairments. This value is significantly positively correlated with age. For example, populations of ages between 65 and 74 have 4.7% prevalence, and ages 75 plus have 10.2% prevalence. Another source of data related to vision impairments is Prevent Blindness America, who provides statistics for vision impairments in the United States from a 2012 national survey. The definition used by Prevent Blindness America is different from the commonly used definition. In this survey, vision impairment is defined as having 20/40 or worse vision, even with eyeglasses or contact lenses, but excludes total blindness. According to the data from North Carolina, quote, the number of North Carolina residents with impaired vision, including blindness, could more than double over the next three decades, end quote. these projections for North Carolina are in line with the national projections by the CDC, which estimates the number of people who are blind and visually impaired could double by 2030. This indicates that organizations and agencies need to begin providing these services and resources early to accommodate this rapidly growing section of the state's population. Part 3. History of Services. Vision impairments have been a long-standing focus of disability services in America. Many of these were founded in the early and mid-20th century. One of the most important organizations related to vision impairments in America is the American Foundation for the Blind, which was founded in 1921 through the support of M.C. Meijel, who wanted to assist World War I veterans. Helen Keller worked for the AFB for 44 years, from 1924 to 1968. The AFB provides services, advocacy, and guiding research related to vision impairments. Major achievements of the AFB include provision of information resources and the nationwide directory of services. Another important organization is Prevent Blindness. Founded in 1908, this organization provides health information and advocacy that advances public health efforts and public policy for people who are visually impaired. Libraries have also played important roles for individuals who are visually impaired, the most important one being the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, through the Library of Congress, founded in 1931. The early services were primarily Braille, large print, and talking books. The National Library Service has grown to provide a wider variety of resources and services to patrons nationwide. The expansion of the NLS includes the creation of a network of regional libraries. The North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is part of that network. Established in 1958, the NCLBPH provides many of the same resources as the National Library Service, but on a local level, and works together with libraries and organizations across the state. Part 4. User Information and Technology Needs. Information provision has been a long-standing focus of services for individuals who are visually impaired. Early forms of this was Braille, large print, and audiobooks through organizations such as the National and North Carolina Libraries for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Today, libraries still play an important role in information provision for people with visual impairments. With new assistive technologies and software, there is a need to train users how to operate these devices and programs. In Orange County, the local libraries in Hillsborough and Carrboro offer a variety of devices and software for patrons who are blind or visually impaired. These devices and software were recently acquired through a grant. Offering training in the library for local patrons, new or frequent patrons, would be useful as it would be suited to the offerings of that specific space and how to navigate it. Many of the patrons to the Carrboro Library are older and face economic hardships, such as unemployment, underemployment, and homelessness. These are demographics that are more likely to have vision impairment and would therefore benefit from these library resources and training. The Community Workshop Series is well suited to address this need, since these are demographics that CWS already works with in other courses, and CWS has strong relationships with the local libraries which host the courses. Part 5. Current Issues. Web accessibility can be a major challenge for people who are blind or visually impaired who are able to access the internet. Websites can be poorly designed for blind and visually impaired users. Problems that occur include low or poor color contrast, small fonts and buttons, and difficult navigation. Even with assistive technology such as screen magnifiers or screen readers, these websites can be inaccessible or the websites are incompatible with the assistive technology. The issue of web accessibility is particularly problematic as a result of two trends. The first and obvious trend is the ever-increasing need for internet access to meet basic information needs such as weather, public transportation schedules, and banking services. By having inaccessible websites, people who are blind or visually impaired are being excluded from accessing essential information and services. The second problematic trend relating to accessibility is the shift to more complex web layouts that prioritize certain aesthetics and features over the needs of those who are visually impaired. Advancements in web design have in many cases decreased accessibility and constructed barriers to information. While issues of web accessibility are persistent, there are resources and standards that help promote universal, accessible website design, the largest of which is the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG. These are recommended standards for website design published by the Web Accessibility Initiative of the World Wide Web Consortium. The first series of guidelines, WCAG 1.0, issued in 1999, contained 14 guidelines and highlighted three priorities. In 2008, WCAG 2.0 was issued. This set forth a series of guidelines for each guiding principle: perceivable, operable, understandable, and robust. In 2018, WCAG 2.1 was published. This update cited improving accessibility for people with low vision as one of its major focuses, alongside people with cognitive or learning disabilities and mobile accessibility. WCAG has become an industry standard for accessible website design. In many cases, there is a legal obligation for websites to be accessible according to WCAG standards. Many federal and state government websites have been forced to conform to WCAG 2.0 standards to be in accordance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The federal government recommends even non-federal websites conform to WCAG 2.0 standards to avoid the possibility of legal challenges at the federal or state level. Despite possible legal obligation, the adoption of universal web design and basic accessibility standards is not universal. Adopting more accessible web design principles is not only essential to meeting the information needs of disabled populations, but would also benefit everyone. The American Foundation for the Blind argues, quote, "The same good techniques that make web pages accessible to those of us who use access technology benefit users of other devices as well. For example, people with slower internet connections and those using devices such as cell phones or tablets that have smaller screens." End quote. By creating better websites that are accessible to the widest range of potential users, access to information can be more equitable. Part 6. Resources. Access World Magazine. Access World is a magazine published by the American Foundation for the Blind. This publication is for people who are visually impaired, educators, healthcare practitioners, and assistive technology developers. The purpose of the magazine is to highlight advances in assistive technologies for people who are visually impaired. The magazine was first published in January of 2000 and now releases issues monthly for free online. American Foundation for the Blind. The American Foundation for the Blind was founded in 1921 by M.C. Meigel. In founding the AFB, he wanted to create a service organization to help the many blind and visually impaired veterans of World War I. The AFB is an important service and advocacy organization. The website for the AFB provides useful information for individuals who are visually impaired. It also gives information about programs and services offered by the AFB and partner organizations. Durham County Public Library's Disabled Services. For patrons who are visually impaired, Durham County Public Libraries offers many services, although most are located at just the South Regional Library location. At South Regional Library, screen magnifying and screen reading software are available. At all locations, handheld magnifying glasses and large print books are available. Each location can also provide assistance with lending resources from the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped and the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. National Eye Institute. The National Eye Institute, NEI, supports research related to vision issues. It is part of the National Institute of Health. The NEI was established in 1968 with the purpose of supporting research into visual impairment prevention, treatment, and improvements to the quality of life for people who are visually impaired. The NEI also provides education programs specific for certain causes of impairment and affected demographics, The website for the NEI provides information about past and ongoing research efforts. It also provides health information related to vision impairment for people of all ages. National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLSBPH, is part of the Library of Congress. Established in 1931, the NLSBPH provides Braille and talking book materials and equipment for eligible individuals across the country. These materials include traditional books for all ages in multiple languages and music scores. The NLSBPH also helps operate regional libraries across the country, such as the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. North Carolina Division of Services for the Blind. The North Carolina Division of Services for the Blind, DSB, is part of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. The DSB provides a wide variety of information, resources, and services, including provision of adaptive technology, vocational training, and home-related assistance for eligible individuals. The webpage for the DSB also provides helpful information, such as contact information for social workers across the state, division office locations, and government reports related to disability. North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. The North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NCLBPH, is part of the State Library of North Carolina. This library is also part of a network of regional libraries operated by the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped through the Library of Congress. Established in 1958, the NCLBPH provides many resources and services for patrons across the state. Materials from the NCLBPH, such as audio, Braille, and large print books, can be requested for interlibrary loan at libraries across the state for free. This also includes the digital talking book players in cassette and digital formats. Reference and readers advisory services are available in the library and via phone. The NCLBPH also hosts events for individuals near Raleigh. The website for the NCLBPH provides a list of resources for patrons related to housing, working, and education. Orange County Public Libraries Accessible Technology. The Orange County Public Libraries in Hillsborough and Carrboro offer many accessibility resources and services. Video magnifiers described in this open educational resource are available at both locations. Software including screen readers, screen magnifiers, and iPad applications are also available at both locations. These services are provided via a grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, part of the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the State Library of North Carolina. Prevent Blindness. Prevent Blindness is a service and advocacy organization founded in 1908. The purpose of the organization is to assist those who are visually impaired by providing educational information, supporting public health work, and advocating for public policy and resources. The website for Prevent Blindness provides useful health information for individuals, parents, and healthcare practitioners. Triangle Disability Awareness Council. The Triangle Disability Awareness Council provides a variety of resources and services related to disability for residents of Orange County. Areas include education, employment, transportation, housing, ADA compliance, and health. The website for the Triangle Disability Awareness Council provides resources to help individuals, as well as contact information to connect with representatives from the Triangle Disability Awareness Council who can provide individual assistance.